listener production.
Morning, it's Katie Martin with you. More options for mental health care coming to Mildura, Bendigo and Echuca, the state government extending the rollout of mental health and wellbeing locals. It's a collection of support services closer to home for people struggling and part of the Mental Health Commission's recommendation to boost the number of Victorian services. The government says they'll act as a front door to the mental health system, calling on providers to sign up to join the initiative. A second human case of Japanese encephalitis virus confirmed over the weekend in northern Victoria as communities remain on high alert. This person is thought to have been infected early last month after spending time in Balloch Shire and Swan Hill. Remember to cover up with long clothing and mossy repellent when you're outside. Welfare groups say a big rise in gas prices will devastate regional communities. New charges are now in effect, which will add another $480 a year to household gas bills on average. Emma King from the Victorian Council of Social Service says too many people are already struggling to make ends meet.
A number of those will be in regional and rural Victoria, where the cost of heating your home or the cost of running your hot water, it's going to be more because you're going to be using more of it to stay warm. Or what we know is some people just won't turn it on because they're so worried about what the cost is.
And just one bank will remain standing in Robert Vale come May after Westpac joined another Big Four in shutting their local branch. Westpac will close May 12th and ANZ has already announced it'll cease operations May 18th. Westpac services will be moved to AusPost. Winners in the Bendigo cricket, Strathdale against Golden Square, K-Flat against Strathfield say, Eagle Hawk too good for Sandhurst, Bendigo United trumping Bendigo and White Hills took out Huntley North. While Wade Hancock's impressed for goal against Irimple with a record-breaking 165 runs not out.